Two terms were enough for Greg Ballard, and he announced last year he wasn't going to run for re-election. He says he needs a break to mentally recharge.
I could not have been the mayor for another 4 years at the pace that I was doing it. I knew I couldn't do that, and I just thought that was cheating the citizen if I had, got elected and just couldn't keep it up.
So what will the mayor remember of his time? He says it's the people he met who are doing good things. Ballard still has a memory of a woman living on the Near West Side he came across. If a neighborhood kid showed her a good report card, they'd get rewarded with a few bucks.
She did that for years and years and years and years. Nobody knew it. I knew it. I finally found out about it. But that's the sort of thing that is kind of remarkable in the city.
How will residents remember Ballard? Director of the University of Indianapolis's Mayoral Institute, Ted Franz, says that's the big question.
I think most people, again, when they look back and want to have an image of what his leadership meant, will likely look to RFRA in March when he really seemed to find a voice.
Ballard is a moderate Republican. His opposition to the state party this spring over the religious freedom law earned him national news coverage, including on NPR's Morning Edition.
Mayor of Indianapolis is Greg Ballard, and he's on the line now. Mayor Ballard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what's wrong with this law?
Well, you can see the controversy.
For Ballard's affirmation that Indy should be welcoming, he was anointed the Grand Marshal of the Indy Pride Parade. He's preached that his party needs to be more inclusive in order to win in urban areas. Ballard ascended to the 25th floor of the city-county building just as the economy sank. He had to shepherd a city budget during a massive housing collapse. He continued to focus on downtown development. A reward was Indy hosting the Super Bowl in 2012, a pinnacle on Indy's long hike to be known as a sports town. He also got to cut the ribbon on the cultural trail. The bike and recreation path looping downtown has led to soaring property values in the neighborhoods ringing the Central Business District.
You know, when we look back in 10 years, we will recognize how important the creation of something that might seem particularly small could be.
But Republicans like Ballard have become a minority in Marion County over the past two decades. Democrats now control much of city government. Liberal dominance raises the question of whether a Republican will win a countywide seat again or if Ballard will be the last GOP mayor of this city. Paul Helmke, a former Republican mayor of Fort Wayne and now an IU government professor, says that assumption may be premature.
At the local level, people make decisions on who they think is going to do the best job, and that's going to be a Republican sometime and it's going to be a Democrat sometime.
Helmke says Ballard was well-liked and would have had a good chance at winning a third term. And when you're still popular, it's hard to walk away from a mayor's office. Ballard's popular enough for his name to be suggested as a candidate for governor. He'd be a more moderate choice to Governor Mike Pence. But such a challenge is unlikely. Remember, Ballard says he needs a break from politics, and there's little time to mount a primary campaign. He declines to completely rule out running, though.
You know, I have no intention of doing that, but you know, things happen sometimes, right? Things happen, and you never really know what's going to happen.
During his last years as mayor, he brought an all-electric car-sharing service to Indy and signed a contract to begin converting city vehicles to electric power. He's currently writing a book on clean transportation. Ballard says that has led to recruitment by universities and water and energy firms. This focus on energy security has been a slow realization since his time as a U.S. Marine in the first Gulf War a quarter century ago.
I did not have an aha moment in the Gulf War in 1991 when I was over there. I mean, it wasn't like that because the transportation wasn't at a certain point where we could change.
Joe Hogsett, a Democrat, will become mayor on January 1st. He's promised to not roll back the Ballard years. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Ryan Delaney.